Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up our day today, and we ask that you transform us every day, especially during this Easter season. Let us come to experience your change in our minds and in our hearts, that we may be more united to you and be more led by you as we go through our day, and lead us to inspire others to seek you. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Just a reminder of the new idea I have that's working on Catholic Audio Media, and that is I will be placing my notes from my research and my homilies on CatholicAudioMedia.com. And from there, you can check out the notes and you can also give me input of what you think is important to you for the readings and everything else. And what you can do is see how I use those notes for putting together my homily. So that's what's going on right now over at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, we are looking at here Tuesday of the second week of Easter. And there's an interesting thing. Always understand that during Easter, the first reading on weekdays is always from the Acts of the Apostles. And actually, the first reading at Mass on Sundays is from the Acts of the Apostles. Normally, the first reading for the rest of the year is from the Old Testament. Then you have the New Testament reading, which we used to call the Epistle, which we still can. Epistle is the Greek word for letter. It's usually a letter. And then, of course, you have the Gospels. Well, during Easter, the first reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, which is always a description of the evangelical work of the apostles in the beginning of the church. Interesting, in an interview I did with George Weigel, which you can find over on, it's over at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You have to look through it. He points out that the Acts of the Apostles, if we always want to look at the state of the church, always remember that the Acts of the Apostles ends as the church is built further beyond, obviously, the story in the Acts of the Apostles. It ends with a shipwreck. So he says, always keep that in mind. It ends with a shipwreck. And that's always a good point, because one of the things that's important to understand when we're talking about the church is people will turn around and say, well, if this church was so rooted in God, why is it so imperfect? And I came to realize the answer is simple. If the church, first of all, the church is run by humans, and humans are imperfect. And by the way, this is not an excuse. Please don't take this as an excuse. If the church was perfect, then where would our focus be? On the church. Where is our focus supposed to be? On Christ. The church is a vehicle to lead us to Christ. It's literally called the bark of Christ, which means it's the ship that leads us to eternal life with Christ. It is not Christ itself. Actually, I should change that, because whenever you're talking about the church, you always use the female pronoun. So I apologize for doing that. She is not Christ himself, which now makes even more sense. She is not Christ himself. She is the bride of Christ, but she is not Christ. And therefore, you have to understand it from that perspective. Why is the church, and I'm speaking the church as an institution, why is it imperfect? Because if it was perfect, you would be focused on the church and not on Christ. So that's an understanding. Now, remember, I'm not saying that's an excuse by any stretch of the imagination. So if someone says, well, I can be imperfect, I can celebrate being imperfect in the church. Yes, to a point, but you're not called to stay there. And that's why we get back to our original idea from yesterday, that we're called to be inspired by the Holy Spirit, to be led by the Holy Spirit, who leads us down the path to make the decisions that lead us to understand those ways of life we need to turn away from, and those ways of life we need to turn toward. Those ideas we need to turn away from, those ideas we need to turn towards. So we have to look at all of that within the context of that reality. Now, the Acts of the Apostles describes the early church. And something that is really unique or ironic about the early church is the early church was communistic. Now, I'm not saying this is a support of communism, because communism came many years later, obviously, centuries later. But you realize that everyone held everything in common. That is practiced by many religious orders. For example, the Jesuits. The Jesuits practice that, where if you were to have a Jesuit working for you, you do not write a check out to the Jesuit. You write a check out to the Society of Jesus, which is the formal name of the Jesuits. And that check is cashed by the society because the Jesuits own nothing. I'm not a Jesuit, so I don't know exactly how that works. But the Jesuits own nothing. The community owns everything. So it's a community, and it's based on this exact same principle. Everything is held in common. So as you can see, that's what you do. And you hold everything in common as a community. Well, that's based on the Acts of the Apostles. So everyone worked together. They still had their regular jobs, but they did everything in common because their message was to live as the early church, to bring the message of the gospel, and they lived with that understanding. Now, you learn in the seminary that it wasn't as perfect as it is described, obviously, and you know this, it's in there too. There were dissensions, there were troubles, there were issues and stuff that they had to work out as the early church, but that was the model in the early church. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM, and you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Did you ever want to have some form of input into the homily preparation of a priest? Do you ever want to share with a priest or deacon ideas you may have for him to preach at Mass? Well, let me invite you to CatholicAudioMedia.com. Click on Input for Homily in the top left side of the page and follow the instructions there. Your words may have a great input on what is preached at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. So remember, CatholicAudioMedia.com, click on Import for Homily and follow the instructions. And your words may make a difference in what is preached at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. And definitely go check out CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can also give us feedback. You can give us input for homilies, as you just heard. You can give us prayer requests. You can now see the notes that I put together my homilies with. You can hear the archives of the program, including on Mondays, I give my homily. It's actually the show on the afternoon show on Mondays. All kinds of things over at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So we're talking about the Acts of the Apostles. This is from chapter 4, so it's early in the Acts of the Apostles. And they're talking about how the community of believers was of one heart and mind. So what's happening is that they're learning a whole new way of existing. Now, in the Jewish community, this idea of everyone holding everything in common and working together became known as a kibbutz. Fascinating story about this is that Gorbachev, former president of the Soviet Union, actually the last, now that I think about it, the last president of the Soviet Union, first president of Russia, Mikhail Gorbachev, visited a kibbutz in Israel. And as he looked at the kibbutz, he said, "This is fascinating because this is exactly what we wanted to create in the Soviet Union." So it's interesting where everything is held in common. Now, one of the reasons why communism doesn't work is exactly what point he brings out, though he didn't realize it. That's what they wanted to create in the Soviet Union, but the Soviet Union is atheist. It cannot work. That's why communism cannot work in this world, because communism is based on everyone celebrating the state. If everyone comes together and celebrates their relationship with God in Jesus Christ and uses that as the center of their lives, you'd have a whole different world and you have a whole different country. That is not a theocracy, by the way. As a matter of fact, it's the exact opposite of a theocracy. A theocracy is, this is the way you're going to live your life and you better like it, otherwise we have the power of God to execute you. That's a theocracy. There's a few of them in the world. We all know their names, and we're not going to mention them. But they're not Christian. There are theocracies in the world. Well, that's a theocracy. This is the exact opposite. Now, what do I mean by that? there is no authority telling you how you're going to live or else, because you're choosing to live in service to God and community. It is what Dorothy Day used to call Christian anarchism. And they used to live in a kind of way like that back during the Catholic worker movement. Now, kind of another thing that came out from the secular world was the concept in the 60s of the commune, seeking to build the same idea. But again, it was not rooted in a religious idea. The Acts of the Apostles put together this community centered in Christ, and there are religious communities that live, as I said, exactly like this. Everything is held in common, and they're focused on this one thing. Obviously, these aren't nirvana, because humanity is humanity, but these are realities where people live in community with the interest of serving Christ and his church and the world. So this comes right out of, as I said, the Acts of the Apostles. And anyone who tries to build the same model but separating it from God will fail miserably. Interesting story is St. Thomas More, the St. Thomas More from King Henry VIII days, wrote a book called Utopia, which was also based on this idea, the same basic principle. So if you take this idea and you realize that it can only work with this way, and it's not going to work perfectly, and you separate it from God, you build a communist idea which will always fail, because you have to be united in that which brings us into pure unity, which is relationship with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So this is a powerful reality that you can see in today's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles in chapter 4. We're going to talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. And we'll be back tomorrow at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning here on WEZE. Have a blessed day. Did you know that you can listen to Catholic Audio Media on the iHeartRadio app? Catholic Audio Media is now available through your iHeartRadio app. If you don't have the app, download it to your smartphone, tablet, or computer and subscribe through the podcast tab to Catholic Audio Media. You'll be able to hear both St. Anthony Overnight and The Voice of St. Anthony, both programs through the app. You can also enable them through your smart speaker and hear them through the smart speaker as well. Just ask for Catholic Audio Media Podcast from iHeartRadio. You can hear them anywhere. You can listen to them as you're jogging. You can listen to them as you're preparing to go to bed. You can listen to them as you're eating and having breakfast or lunch or dinner. You can hear them anytime you want at iHeartRadio through the iHeartRadio app. In Cristo vivimos.